4.
Item number 4 is from the County Executive, requesting support of the concepts and objectives outlined in the Mental Health Initiative and directing the Interim Director, Department of Health and Human Services, to develop a report describing the details of a pilot project creating a model for a managed care system with small facilities located in the committee, in the community. Excuse me. This was addressed by Health and Human Needs last night.
Okay. Thank you very much. Mr. Cooley, do you have something? Could you fill us in?
Madam Chair, Chairman Holloway wanted this to be in front of the committee to review, and I see not everybody brought their laptops, and we do have some extra copies of the report that we can distribute for those who don't have the laptops.
You
have a hard copy? Yeah. Everybody has it?
Okay. We got the arrows and everything.
There's some color ones in there if you want to pass it down.
Okay, Jerry Ladeg, could you come up, please? Jerry, I think people got lost in terms of the process that, correct me if you will, that the RFP was supposed to go out, create a draft, come back to the committee for tweaking, and then go out with the RFP. Am I correct, or how did you perceive it?
Yes, in terms of the sequence. We had not, though, however, have not drafted the RFP. We were waiting for some direction from the policymakers in terms of approval of the plan. But the discussion was that once we received approval, we would draft an RFP, bring it back to Health and Human Needs and the County Board for approval, and then proceed on with releasing that request for proposal.
Okay. With that clarity, I'd like to get a motion to approve that.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
I would suggest if you're going to move this forward that there be one amendment, which is on line 77 of the resolution.
Wait, why don't I ask to see if Joe has something. Joe, did you have something to add to that? All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Terry.
The original resolution indicates on line 77 that a report come back for review and approval by March 30th. That was when this was in front of the board on February 3rd. You may want to change that to a later date at this point in time because March 30th is coming up very quickly.
April 30th or something?
Yes, I would add that indeed if you were going to approve that, we should modify the deadline date for having that out given that March 30th is right around the corner.
Give me a date.
So April 30th, we could have it out.
Okay, April 30th. Supervisor Bryce? That wasn't an impact on that at all. Because, correct me if you will, Ms. Lade, based on the model and how we provide the service will determine what model the mental health facility would be and the size and what have you. So that's way down the line, Supervisor Rice.
And it's my understanding that the study committee is really looking at the facility and the size, and we've been working with them as well at looking at several options for types of services as well as what might be needed. So they really, I think, have the ball and are looking at the facility and whether we would be building a new facility, what size that would be. And, you know, they may want to comment more. I see San Filippo is not here, but Supervisor DeBruin may would like to add.
Yeah, go ahead, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The new Behavior Health Facility Study Committee, which is the formal long name, they're looking at multiple models. And including the facility on county grounds as well as potentially other smaller facilities. So at least through the deliberations of the committee so far, the hope was to propose a couple different options for the full board to consider, but nothing that's in this recommendation or in the HSRI report, none of that automatically precludes any of this. So we don't see it as, in fact, we had a discussion just about this whole thing at mm-hmm. the last committee meeting, a rather lengthy one, and we don't consider them in opposition to each other, more kind of complementary pieces of the puzzle.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. And I wanted to share with you the reason that I invited the school board is that they may be to help us with those facilities depending on what school system they have available, what the size and what have you. They have a lot of buildings, so we'll get that together.
Right.
So we're not jumping ahead of having a facility built and don't know what the size it'll be. It's basically got to deal with the providing the model first and then the terms of the facility. Are there any other questions, Supervisor Jersey?
If I'm correct, we've had a number of committees that have addressed the issue of the behavioral health model, but is it correct that we have never as a board really approved a new approach to delivering mental health care, even though we've had the HSRI study and those issues? Now, this particular resolution seems to be suggesting a pilot program regarding a model for managed care systems. And I'm just asking the question, have we ever formally approved a resolution that recognizes the direction HSRI suggests the county move in? I would just like to understand the process because we seem to have so many different committees addressing this issue, including, I might add, strategic planning.
Supervisor DeBruin.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Supervisor Druzik's correct. This was also part of a lengthy discussion in that Behavioral Health Facility Study Committee. And the reason it was necessary in there is that we felt we had to have some overall guiding principle for looking at sizes of facilities. So there is going to be a motion coming to the next meeting that would adopt the HSRI report. But that's the broad vision, goals, and objectives. And it's specific enough to help us on our committee, subcommittee's work. But it's also broad enough to incorporate whether or not you want to do a pilot program or other actions taken by the long-range committee, long-range planning committee, as well as the community advisory board. But that's really for the purposes of that planning committee. As far as the Health and Human Needs Committee, the chair of that committee was anticipating that, you know, obviously that policy would, the overall adoption of a broad or of a policy for the future comes through that committee, and that's going to be happening, I don't know, within this next few months or whatever. And so that's why you haven't seen it at a full board, because what we're adopting in the Behavioral Health Study Committee, Facility Committee, is really just for the purposes of planning, because in order to meet our June deadline, we felt we had to have some overall guiding principle versus getting all the ducks in order and having the full board approve everything.
Right. Mr. Chairman, if I could continue. I appreciate Ms. Supervisor DeBruin's response, and I felt some angst, I guess, to understand the process here, because we do have a number of moving parts. This is a very complicated area. We have, I believe, a couple issues that we did adopt in the last budget, namely reducing Hilltop. And perhaps we could have Ms. Collins address, I think there were two other things that we did in budget. If we could just get those in front of us.
Sure. Chairman, supervisors, I think there were a number of initiatives, but the ones that you mentioned, Hilltop was one of them, looking at the downsides of Hilltop. I think there was another study amendment to look at possibly building a crisis resource center somewhere on the north side to study the crisis in our community. There was also an initiative to look at 1915 Act.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So thank you. I appreciate that, Ms. Collins, and very good job since no one told you you're going to be put on the floor here. But the 1915 I issues is a really a critical piece. And in some ways, we need to know what the state is going to be doing with the definitions around that program. It does create some additional revenue for us, but at the same time, creates a new liability for the county as well, in that we're creating an entitlement program. So given all of those moving parts, I really want to understand what this resolution is doing within the context of all that. And I guess I'm trying to also understand, ultimately, when do we pull all this together and try to establish the major policy piece on behavior health that we are currently moving toward? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Jerry, could you explain that for us?
Mm-hmm. The 1915I, I think as Ms. Collins indicated, we are currently from the departmental standpoint working on that. We have forwarded a letter to the state asking some very pointed questions. We are waiting on a response. It's been almost 3 weeks, I think, since we've forwarded that letter, because that is a piece of the pie. What that would do is to enhance our ability to build up our community-based side, which is a critical piece as we move forth in terms of the whole plan. I suspect, given all of the issues occurring at the state, we haven't received a response as of yet. So I think that is one piece of this. It also would leverage additional federal revenue, which is one of the points contained in both HSRI as well as the chairman's report. We are also working simultaneously on a Hilltop amendment. We will be coming back to Health and Human Needs in March with the update on our progress about how we believe we should proceed on that. And we are also looking at the additional budget amendment, which was to review the crisis capacity in this community, make some recommendations about increasing the number of beds or the types of resources there, be that intervention, prevention, or stabilization. So we are looking at all three of that. But I think you are right. We have yet, as a policy group, as a county, to endorse a complete plan about the mental health redesign. There is a plan that was submitted by HSRI as well as by the county board chair. Each of those plans has some similar concepts where it talks about strengthening private-public partnerships, leveraging federal revenue. We also look at looking at alternatives to institutionalization, expanding community-based services. And also in the chairman's plan is a proposal to look at the establishment in an RFP of a pilot that would test the concepts of a managed care system that would look at having an interdisciplinary team that could provide services and also look at whether that model is feasible to do on a larger scale, but starting out with a pilot. That was contained in the county executive's proposal. So what we've done thus far is charged, I think, the department with pieces of those various plans. And as we had some pretty lengthy discussion at the last study committee for the building, at some point we do need to endorse all of the concepts to move forth with the plan. But we have pieces of that we are currently working on, and this particular resolution or that you're looking at now is also, I think, another piece of that was contained in the county, in the chairman's plan.
Okay, Supervisor Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And you needed to come forward, I appreciate it. I think we all do with the mental health, what's all happened this area and all the controversy. To bring forth a plan to put something into action, I think we're all doing that. I'm just cautioning a little bit that, you know, these problems have been years in coming. These are the sickest of the sick. This is a terrific, job description and a problem that we have, and it's not going to be solved overnight. But we're on the way, and I think we put some deadlines. I'll just be careful about deadlines. March 30th, April 30th, I think the Citizens Advisory Committee, I think the Facilities Committee that we've been talking about, we've had some very great discussions. I've learned about a lot and a lot more to learn here. I think maybe for all of us, with maybe just a few exceptions who've really been so involved in this. I think Ms. Lede is excellent reference here, but I think you did summarize a little bit here, but what the missing link here, and the missing link in Rob Henkin's analysis, did most of you see the Crossroads article about he summarized Hilltop and a number of beds pardon me?
Is he on the paper?
Well, he's been coming to the committees, but I think he summarized a lot of the problems, with the running a hospital, how many 96 beds, how do we move to the community, what's the delivery of services, what's the model that makes some sense. These are terrifically complex questions. What I was disappointed in, I mentioned it to Ms. Lyde during a little break when you were outside, is that you really didn't talk about what an exceedingly important piece here. It's private participation. It's the hospitals. And what are they going to do in this situation? This is naive to think that all of a sudden, we have been downsizing Hilltop, for example, for quite a while, doing all these things we're talking about, okay? But in order to be able to do that, where are these vulnerable people going to go? If we can't take all the psychiatry, 4,000 cases, 1,400, admissions we have in a couple of areas, all these different statistics, maybe you're all learning, okay? What do we do? How do we keep the revolving door from stopping, okay? Well, it's multifaceted. Health and human concerns have to come back and look. But I'm thinking we're getting to a point where all these committees are coming together. We're not just talking in isolation. We are talking about something, a model that we can look forward to. I think the obvious model is maybe everybody agrees on is that we cannot continue to do everything we've been doing. I mean, it's an unbelievable task. Okay, it's a task that no one else takes on, it seems, anywhere in the country.
Supervisor, I'm just going to have to. We got away from the point that was initiated. The point was initiated, and people started throwing stuff into the process, is that we got a sample here that we're trying to move on. The staff knows with all the various different components on that we got to move. If we don't move, last month you didn't move. We didn't move now. So we got to move, and then as we move, we'll have to work together and create a total model. But right now we have a sample model that we can move on. And that's what's before us.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Mr. Chairman, I move to change line 77 of the resolution, change the date from March 30, 2011 to April 30, 2011.
Okay.
Do you want that as a separate motion or a friendly amendment?
Friendly amendment.
Thank you.
Anybody opposed to that?
Are you kidding?
Okay, all right, now I'm in chair. The Supervisor Holloway made it as a friendly amendment. Is there any questions or concerns, Supervisor West?
I just wanted to make for the record that we did move on this last month and that we referred back to committee for having spent time with the author and fully understanding what the RFP is and what it would do. I just feel like it's appropriate for us to move forward with it at this time. I would have liked to see it come before Health and Human Needs only because there is a lot of public cases going around, and I think that this is right now the biggest piece of the puzzle. And during the facilities meeting, we did ask that Chairman Holloway's resolution be compared with the HSRI resolution so that we can kind of see what's left out and so that we can. Because we want to be holistic, obviously, and the rotating door that Supervisor Schmidt brought up is an excellent point. And part of the reason why we have that rotating door is because we don't have a community service in place to deal with these individuals once they're released. We've made outstanding contributions, I feel like, especially in the last couple of years, in regards to housing. The mentally ill, I think that's become less of an issue, but we still need to make sure that we have these services in place. So I'm going to support the motion for approval. However, because this will be back in front of Health and Human Needs, the RFP that Ms. Lively draws up will come back and we'll be able to take a look at it, and then hopefully it'll go out on schedule. And we'll be able to move ahead.
Any more questions on the motion? We have an amendment. It's already friendly, so we just have a move approval as amended. Any other questions? Any other questions? Madam Clerk, please call the roll on this motion.
Supervisors Holloway.
Aye.
Markowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Weishaupt.
Excuse me.
Roberts.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
West.
Aye.
Jersey.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Sam Flippo.
Excuse.
Thomas.
Aye.
And Harris. And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Thank you. The motion is approved 15 to 1.
I see there's no other items in front of us. This meeting has been adjourned.
Thank you.